Guys, we are going to be at NOLA Time Fest on June 11th, June 12th, 2016. We are going to be in Barataria Room B from 3 to 4. Please come and find us. Please come and see us. Time Duke, what do you got to say?
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to talk about Doctor Who. We're going to talk about our favorite doctors.
And a nice Q&A.
And we're going to have a really nice Q&A. So bring your questions for us. How do we gem up each episode? How we gem up the season? We're probably going to talk about that. But it's going to be great. Yeah. Come with your questions. We'll come with the answers.
And we'll also might have a mini drink and think afterwards. Eh?
Yeah, man. Sounds always sound like a good plan.
Yes. But please come check us out. It's at NOLA Time Fest. It's at crewtowho.com. You can buy the tickets. The pre-tickets are $25, 14 and up. At the door, they're $30. Please come and find us. And if you are there, please tweet me at Holland Sci-Fi. Check us out. I will be wearing my Admiral or / Captain hat. I think the Time Duke might be wearing a Jurassic World shirt. And Eric, I don't know what Eric's going to be wearing. I don't know. Hopefully clothes.
Hopefully clothes. But knowing Eric, you really never know. Exactly. I bring robes with me just in case.
Yeah, exactly. But please come check us out. Please let us know. Thank you guys so much.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Nope. It's not Cinnamon Gems. It's another episode of Drink and Think. Oh yeah, guys. We're in a bar with the Time Duke. How's it going, buddy?
Amazing, Admiral.
As you can tell, he is a little drunk. Why don't you tell us what you're drinking, Time Duke?
Not plugging anyone, but I am drinking some cider for adults. But Irish cider. It's some Magners Irish Cider Original.
Oh, Magner Cider's Cider Original.
Made from Clumlin Island, as they say. I've been to Clumlin.
I think you offended like half of our listeners with that.
I'm sorry for my bad Irish accent. I'm drunk.
All right. So, guys, I am drinking Jacob's Creek, probably one of my favorite wines ever. It's from Australia. So, Mitch, yeah, there you go, buddy. Australia wine. Time Duke, you listened to the first episode of this podcast, so why don't you explain what we're going to talk about a little bit?
We are going to attempt to talk about movies and other things, but being that we're both drunk, this can go to anything. So if you've ever been at a bar with your friends, you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what we're going with there.
I mean, Admiral, don't we kind of have like a plan that we're going to attempt to do?
Attempt, yes. Attempt being the key word.
Attempt.
All right. So we're in Florida. As our listeners know, I mean, this is not going to air but we released a podcast when we reviewed, what did we review this week?
Trailers.
Trailers. Our trailer talk that we did. Our trailer, quote unquote, discussion that we talked about. We talked about Doctor Strange, and I said I was going to be in Orlando. So, I'm in Orlando today, and I drove to come see you from New Orleans, right?
Yes,
you did. It's about 8.5 to 9 hour drive, okay? The customer service here is incredible. It surpasses any customer service I've ever had in New Orleans.
I've had the best customer service here. I have a story. So, there's a Taco Bell about a mile from my house.
It's Taco Bell. Why would you eat there? Sorry, I didn't mean to offend our Taco Bell
sponsor. Here's why I would eat at Taco Bell. Not because I know it's not Mexican, but it's cheap. I like tacos. So I'm at Taco Bell, and it's about, I don't know. It's about the same time as now.
Okay.
So we pull up to the drive-thru, and the girl says, "Hello, my name is Sharonika. How may I help you today?" I'm like, "Oh, Sharonika sounds very nice on the box. I don't have a good deal with Sharonikas, but she was a nice Sharonika." So I ordered my usual 3 spicy potato soft tacos and a Frito burrito. The Frito burrito. So I ordered my stuff. And we got to the
drive-thru window.
The place where you give your money. And I get my money. She's like, oh, thank you so much for shopping today and giving some Taco Bell. You ordered 3 spicy potato soft tacos and a Frito burrito. So I ordered it, and so she said, so she gives me my food, and then she hands me my receipt and says, right down here is my name, Sharonika. Could you please do the survey and give us a good report that would make me really happy and my manager really happy? I'm sitting here holding my food like, can I give you a tip? You have been the nicest Taco Bell girl I've ever had. And that is one example of amazing Florida customer service.
Yeah, I will admit, Florida customer service is amazing. Like, I went to, you know, a fast food restaurant this morning for breakfast, like most people do on road trips. And I was like, yes, I would like a number 15, but if you can't make it, I don't want it. And they go, well, do you want it? I said, yes, I would like a number 15. And she goes, well, you're going to have to be about 2 minutes if you don't mind, because we have to cook the food. And I go, well, if it's too much trouble. She's like, sweetie, is that what you want? I go, yeah. She's like, well, then that's what you're getting. I've never had that kind of customer service.
Admiral, that is so nice. Admiral, this is what I'll get. McDonald's. No matter what time you go, they say the ice cream machine is broken. Why can't they just admit that they just don't feel like making ice cream?
My question is, how the hell can we put a man on the moon, but we can't unfreeze a freezing machine? What the fuck is that about?
And they want $15 an hour. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm drunk. I'm sorry. I have saved time and space too many times. I deserve a Magners Irish Apple Cider.
I like how you know, did the voice.
Yes, Magners. I am like...
Like they're sponsoring us.
Presented by... Drink and Think, presented by Magners. When you want that fresh apple taste with the Irish Cider fruit blast, you drink nothing but Magners, created in 1935.
I'm going to put that at the beginning of the podcast. No joke. I'm going to put that at the beginning of the podcast.
You put that at the beginning of the podcast, Admiral. All right. So, Admiral, I know that Doctor Strange just came out.
Now, you mean Admiral, the trailer?
Yes, the trailer.
Don't get me too excited.
Because I really want to see that movie. I do know this amazing bootleg man. He's called Dark Helmet. He'll give you the movie before it's released.
Nice Spaceballs reference there.
Meet the Spaceballs! Watch out. I am so... you know what? Mel Brooks needs to come out with another movie.
Mel Brooks is actually in the works of coming out with The Schwartz Awakens.
Will he have Daisy Ridley in it?
No, but I bet you can have I bet you it's gonna have a Daisy Ridley esque character.
Dude, I don't care what they say about Daisy Ridley. I know she's a Mary Sue.
No, wait, whoa.
I'm sorry.
I have a little bit of a knowledge of what a Mary Sue is, and I don't know if any of our listeners know what a Mary Sue is. So why don't you explain to me and the listeners what a Mary Sue esque character is?
A Mary Sue esque character is pretty much the writer's ideal feminine character. She is perfect in every way, which makes her have no character arc. She's pretty much unappealing because she's pretty much perfect. She is the writer's wish fulfillment character,
and she's like beloved by everyone.
She can
do no wrong.
She can never do no wrong. Mary Sue can never have driven a car ever in her life. Then you put her behind the wheel of a Porsche, and she's Vin Diesel in Fast and the Furious. She can have lived in isolation and never have fought a single person, but you throw her a staff and she's Donatello.
Wait, were you referencing Ninja Turtles or Star Wars?
The 1989 Ninja Turtles, not this new Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
From USA, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, there goes Australian listeners. Right there.
I
gained them with this wine that I got, you know? And then you just, like, completely got them away when you're, like, U.S. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like,
I wonder if our listeners know that Ninja Turtles actually started as a comic book and a very dark comic book.
No, well, wait. Well, okay, well, let's get to that.
All right, we have taken so many rabbit trails. Weren't we talking about...
No, let's go on what we're doing on this tangent.
Okay.
So, you said that it was an original comic book. Now, me and Eric, you know Eric.
By Kevin Eastman, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
So, what is Mr. Praline? How is Mr. Praline these days?
He's good. I sent him a message when I got down here.
That's good.
He's pretty good. He told me to sleep, but I haven't slept, and I've only gotten, like, in the past 48 hours, I probably have gotten 3 hours of sleep.
That's my bad, because as soon as the Admiral got here, I basically brought him to a concert.
And went on a run.
I lasted for all the 45 seconds, and I'm not ashamed about that.
You know, most women would find that unappealing.
That was called a run. We ain't talking about... Yeah.
Okay, so...
I would leave it right there, Adam.
So back to Ninja Turtles comic book. So, would you say... Have you read that the first comic book?
I haven't read the first one. I've glanced over
it. Okay, well, fact of the day to you. Ooh. And to some of the listeners that... Ooh. Don't know.
Factoids.
Yes. That the first... ever, quote unquote, comic book was actually a ripoff of Daredevil, and the same Daredevil serum that made Daredevil blind is actually the same serum that made the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ah, the mutant shit.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Never heard of it. Admiral, I have one of these headbuds in. It's almost noise canceling. I can't hear you, and I can't lip read now. If I close my eyes, I could probably be like Daredevil.
You gonna be like Daredevil?
Ben Affleck or Charlie Cox?
Definitely Charlie Cox.
Admiral, well, you know, okay, I'm still in the middle of season 2.
Alright, so you remember that photo I showed you earlier? What superhero movie would you fall asleep in? So what's your response to that?
Elektra.
Okay, you know what my response is to that? Every Fantastic Four film.
Come on, you did not like Silver Surfer?
Okay, I thought Fantastic Four Silver Surfer 2 was... The first half was okay. Second half, not so good.
But it's Dolce.
back to what we were talking. We were talking about Mel Brooks.
Yes. Ah, yes. Star Wars 2, The Schwartz Awakens, which to me is
called... Spaceballs 2.
Yes, Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money.
Or...
That's what it's been called to me.
Colon, The Schwartz Awakens.
The Schwartz Awakens.
So do you think they could get Rick Moranis back? Because
he's too much being the family man. I mean, if they could get him back, that'd be awesome.
Because...
He could put him back in his penis helmet.
Okay. Because Mel Brooks says that he will only do the movie if Rick Moranis is on board.
And that I will only watch it if Rick Moranis is on board.
Okay. So, with the new Ghostbusters film out...
Admiral, are you, like, did we just have a psychic moment? Because I was just thinking, as soon as you talked about Rick Moranis, I was thinking, how can I segue this? No, I'm going to tell you how my path of thinking went. Rick Moranis, Louis Tully, Ghostbusters, new Ghostbusters, shoot myself in the head. Go on, Admiral.
So, did you read the article of him coming out and saying, oh, I'm not going to do this movie that I did 20 years ago. I'm not going to come back and make a cameo.
Did you hear about that?
Okay, so he was asked to come back on the set of
Ghost
the
Crappers.
New Ghostbusters. Ghost Crappers?
Ghost Crappers.
Hashtag Ghost Crappers.
Hashtag Ghost... Hash Browns Ghost Crap. Ghost Crappers.
Oh, really? Because we watched Kimmy Schmidt?
So. Dude, Kimmy. All right, but let's talk about Ghost Crappers, then we can talk about Kimmy.
Okay, so hashtag Ghost Crappers. So he said in an article saying that I am not going to come back and do a cameo for something I did 20 years ago.
Smart man.
Okay, so...
But yet he did, like, a third or a fourth Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but...
So how would you feel like... What would be your argument to get him back? Okay, so I'm Rick Moranis. You're Mel Brooks. What is your argument to get me back to do Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money, : The Schwartz Awakens?
Okay, Rick, you know you got a bunch of fans out there, and they love you. We need this money, this movie, and we need you to make the movie, because I'm Jewish. So what do we got to do? We got Kiki, we got Schmooze. What do we got to do to get you in the movie? Because the fans want you in the movie. I know you're not acting anymore. So... How much merchandising you have to do to get you back in this film? That's how I'd do it if I was Rick Moranis.
You mean Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks.
You just offended, like...
I was trying to do a Mel Brooks impersonation. Yogurt. I could be yogurt. Upsy-daisy. Upsy-mizy. Upsy-daisy.
Okay.
That was actually a very smart parody. And, like, out of all parodies I've ever seen, Spaceballs, it's, like, freaking amazing.
You know what I wanted him to do when he was younger? I wanted him, when I was younger, when I watched Spaceballs, because I watched Spaceballs, like, the early 90s when I was younger. Yes. I wanted him to do a spoof on Indiana Jones.
There was a spoof on Indiana Jones. It's called Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
That is messed up. Just because Shia LaBeouf...
I will take a drink to that.
Just because Shia LaBeouf or Shia LaBeouf, whatever he wants to be called now.
I don't care who he is. I remember him from Even Stevens.
Was his name Ren Stevens?
No, that was Christy Carlson Romano.
Oh. Kim Possible?
What's this itch?
Well, what?
Oh, someone was on Kim Possible that was kind of famous. That, oh, great Wikipedia. I go to thee for answers. Bring up Kim Possible.
So, I always wanted a, you know, adventure-esque type movie to be on, you know, just a parody type deal. So I wanted, like, you know, kind of like the 1940s serial of, you know, Flash Gordon, or the 1940 serials of, you know, different things like that. And I always wanted a spoof of that. And I really wanted that.
And you got that. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
That's what made Guardians of the Galaxy so good, was the fact that it was a throwback to classic. It was a throwback to classic adventure serials. It was fun. It was an adventure. That's what made it so good. Other than that, the only other thing that we had recently that was close to that was, have you seen John Carter?
Yes.
Unlike the reviews, I love John Carter.
I'm going to totally agree with you, because I liked John Carter. It was hard to follow a little bit.
It was, if you didn't pay attention, it was hard to follow. Disney didn't market it that well. I don't think they had much faith in it. I thought it was great. Now, what I could not get into was Jupiter Ascending.
Oh, I actually like that a lot.
I love the sci-fi portions of it. I love some of the tech in it. I need to rewatch it because I am a Mila Kunis fan.
Okay. I don't like Channing Tatum that much, but when I watch the film, he seems like he would be the perfect elf-esque character.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, like, really good. He did a good job in it. So did Mila Kunis. Sean Bean did not die in it, which I was kind of pissed at.
Wow. This movie should get an award just for that.
Sean Bean not die?
I bet, Admiral, I could see Sean Bean. Hey, Sean, this is your agent. Here, we have a script for you from the Wachowski brother and sister at the time. They're sisters now.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're sisters now.
Oh.
But we have a tip from the Wachowski siblings.
Well, what is it about?
Here you go. It's a sci-fi film, and I can see Sean Bean reading it. I almost call him Sean something else. Sean Bean reading it. He gets to the end. Well, my. Hello. I'm trying to sound like Ed Stark. Well, Ned Stark. I survived. I'm in it. Not like he turns down a role anyway.
The only bad thing about Sean Bean is that, did you know, statistically speaking, he's the on average most actor who dies in all of his films. Like, no joke. He's like 75% of, like, in 75% of his film, he dies. Like,
are you sure Sean Bean isn't black?
Oh, it took me a second.
Now, no racist thing, but Hollywood has it against for, like, the only black guy in the movie. He's like, either he's a thug, a criminal, or he dies 2 minutes in.
I mean, it's okay, like, okay, let's count. In the immortal worlds of Key and Peele, kill. You seen that video when they reviewed Game of Thrones?
I need to watch it.
Okay, well, they were like, kill. All right, so let's review when he was killed.
All right, hold up.
GoldenEye, killed.
Yeah, I loved it. That thing, that was the first movie I've seen him in. Wait, I'm pulling up his filmography.
Lord of the Rings. He's the only person to die in the Fellowship. He's the only person.
Let's go through his filmography. Okay.
If you do not count Gandalf.
Alright. Alex, alright. Goldeneye.
Goldeneye.
Dead.
Kilt.
Ronan.
Kilt.
Anna Karenina.
So, Kilt.
You know that's Russian literature. You know literature, books and shit.
Yeah.
The Lord of the Rings. Kilt.
Kilt.
Don't Say a Word.
I never saw it.
I think he probably died in that one.
Yeah.
Equilibrium.
Kilt. Kilt.
Return of the King.
Kilt. Kilt.
National Treasure.
Kilt. Kilt. Well, no, technically he didn't die. Jail.
Troy. He was Odysseus.
Kilt.
Was he killed or did he go home?
I don't know. I've
wait, Odysseus, to... wait, if he was about Troy, he had to survive because then he went on his Odyssey.
I don't remember about it. I don't remember Troy.
Flight plan? He was the captain.
He was an asshole. I got dragged to that movie when I was about that age.
Like, who was in Flight Plan? Let's look and see who was in Flight
Plan. Jodie Foster.
That was Jodie Foster.
Wait, when did that movie come out?
That was a 2005. It was a German-American mystery thriller directed by Robert Schwentke. All right,
so let me tell you this story about Flight Plan, all right?
All right.
So I was like a junior or sophomore in high school, okay? And I was dragged like this. Like, they were like, hey, we're going to go to the movies for our friend's birthday party. And I was like, okay, what movie are we going to go see? Flight Plan. Oh, I really don't want to go see that film. So that paid for my ticket, right? Mm-hmm. The whole time, you've seen Flight Plan, right?
I've seen Flight Plan.
Spoilers for an 11-year-old film.
You know what, Admiral? If your car's over 5 years, there's no spoiler boundary. Either you've seen it or you haven't.
All right.
They land the plane in the end.
I called it. Just saying it.
You did?
I called it. That's when I knew that I wanted to be in film.
I was ready to ask. I was thinking, that's the movie the Admiral saw. He's like, you know what? He wants to be in film and hang out in video stores for the rest of his life.
Gee, thanks. Thanks for making... Is that why we're in this bar now?
We're in the bar now because the video store is closed, Admiral.
Well, yeah.
The video store near you is closed.
Eric kicked us out.
Eric kicked out Mr. Praline.
Yeah.
Mr. Praline, I'm taking a drink to you, sir. A drink of this Magners Irish Cider for the refined gentleman. All right. Oh, Admiral. So, did you know that he was also in Percy Jackson as Zeus? He survived that.
Wow.
And he knows
he's a god. I would be kind of surprised if they killed Zeus.
Unless it was God of War, the movie. But you know who's also in that movie?
Who?
Alexandra Daddario.
Oh, Jesus.
We're not going to go to... I'm not going to talk about my love of Alexandra Daddario. True Blood, Season 1, Episode 2, 15 minutes in.
You mean True Detective.
True Detective, Season 1, Episode 2, 15 minutes in.
You go ahead and talk about your Andre...
All right. Alexandra Daddario, if Aphrodite came to Earth and inhabited human form, she would be Alexandra Daddario.
Not Gal Gadot or Daisy Ridley?
No. The reason she wouldn't be Gal Gadot is because Gal Gadot don't have it. She wouldn't be Daisy Ridley because Ridley is too lively. That ain't even a word. I just created it because I'm drunk. But Alexandra Daddario got some mo for the flow, don't you know?
That's like beautiful poetry.
Yes, it is. True Detective, Season 1, Episode 2, 15 minutes, 36 seconds. If you want to see the human form in its perfection, albeit airbrush and makeup for the TV screen, that's what you will see. And I will repeat that again.
For a third time?
For a third time. True Detective, Season 1, Episode 2.
Season 2.
15 minutes, 36 seconds in. Alexandra Daddario, if you're listening to this.
Which she is, you know, she's an avid
listener. You are an amazing actress. And you are God's gift to the world. Thank you for being born and having such amazing assets.
Okay. So, Andrew Daddario is not a good
Admiral, I finished my beer.
Okay, so are you on your next one?
Not right now, because I'm trying to behave myself.
All right. So, we just lost Andrew Daddario as a listener. I'm telling you that right now.
Alexandria, please come back. You're an amazing actress. I cannot wait to see you in Baywatch. I'll be ready. I'm so comfortable in front of the camera. The mic, I love
the camera.
He was in Jupiter Ascending.
I know.
Sean Bean.
We just talked about Jupiter Ascending. That's how we got onto this part.
He survived Pixels, I think. Did he survive Pixels?
I never saw Pixels.
Pixels was great.
I saw the trailer.
So
why don't you give me your review of Pixels?
My review of Pixels. Okay. Pixels is a movie by Adam Sandler.
Oh, God. It is a great comedy movie. You already lost.
If you are of the age of 28 to 33, I lied. If you're at age of 29 to 33, if you remember the 80s arcade games, this movie is a nostalgia trip. It's not gut-bustingly funny, but it's just definitely... If you grew up and you watched The Wizard with Fred Savage...
California?
No, yes. Basically, the 90-minute Super Mario 3 commercial, you will like Pixels.
Hey, I like The Wizard.
Super Mario Brothers 3.
My question with The Wizard is, okay, not that it's a bad movie.
But
it is.
The Power Glove is so bad.
Oh, my God. Because stereotypical... What are the main villains of, let's say, a kid in a arcade? Yeah. Middle-aged white man fighting a guy with the table, you know, thing. It's a game.
We had an antagonist in that movie? We sure did.
Yeah.
Oh, we sure did.
Okay. I like The Wizard. Fred Savage is amazing. Whatever he touches is gold. Wonder Years, gold.
Danica Wizard? McKellar?
Huh?
Danica McKellar? She makes math books. She makes math sexy.
All right. And then you got Grindr with him and Rob Lowe. Okay.
Rob Lowe.
Right. What has Ben Savage done besides Boy Meets World? Oh, that was a spinoff series called Girl Meets World.
Admiral. Now, you cannot tell me the episodes with Sean are not good.
I'm telling you right now. No, don't get me wrong. Boy Meets World is good. But Girl Meets World is literally fan service.
It is fan service.
Have you watched it?
Here's the Admiral. I tried watching Girl Meets World, but then it got so Disney-fied, and it was afraid to go to those places that Boy Meets World went. My favorite episode of Boy Meets World was when he went on a ski trip, and he made out with Linda Cardinelli.
Who's Linda Cardinelli?
Huh?
Who's Linda Cardinelli?
Hawkeye's wife on Age of Ultron.
Oh, you mean Velma.
Yes. Which everyone knows is the sexiest member of the Scooby gang.
I'll agree with you.
The internet will agree to that. Rule 34.
I like my girls. What did it say? Nerdy, sexy, and curvy.
Pow, pow, pow.
I think we just lost like all of our listeners at that
nope.
Like they're just like,
we'll lose the ones that are hypocritical. We're keeping the ones that are like, they're speaking that truth right now.
Exactly.
That truth. You know what else is true?
So what were we talking about? Dario. And they were talking about The Wizard. Pixels.
It was a very fun movie. It was, if you enjoyed The Wizard, you'll enjoy Pixels. Don't take it seriously.
No, I don't want to watch it because it's Adam Sandler. I don't want to watch Adam Sandler.
What? New Adam Sandler or old Adam Sandler?
New Adam Sandler.
It was fun. I enjoy Pixels. I have it on Vudu.
We're gonna have to watch that later, and I'm gonna tell you.
We should watch it. I mean, Peter Dinklage was in it.
The Dinkles.
Tyrion Lannister.
The Dinkles. Kay and Peele. I know you're listening to this. You guys are amazing.
Kay and Peele. I said, bitch.
Kay and Peele, I know you're going to listen to this episode. Well, if you don't mind going back to episode 31 of Cinema Gems, we want you guys to be the Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein of this modern day.
Like Abbott and Costello, like Sonny and Cher, like Laurel and Hardy. They were perfect pig.
Really? Animaniacs? We don't want to get sued. Please stop.
It's on Netflix.
That doesn't mean anything. We can get sued by Netflix and Warner Brothers and Animaniacs and Steven Spielberg. Has anyone ever won a case against Steven Spielberg?
If Steven Spielberg sued me, I'd be honored just to go to court with a video camera and say I made a movie about Steven Spielberg suing me, and then we get an Oscar from it. Or at least a Cannes recognition. Or Sundance.
So,
Tribeca.
Really?
I guess.
See, I thought you were going to say Sundance. I like the Sundance.
I like Sundance. Sundance gets those freaky films. I watch Sundance films. I'm just like,
so
okay.
So this year, you know Sam Neill, right? The guy who plays Dr. Alan Grant.
And Merlin.
Yes. He, apparently, his seat was stolen by Nick Jonas at the Sundance Film Festival.
Admiral, how does one get seat-jacked by Nick Jonas?
I don't know.
It's Nick Jonas. We're not dealing with The Rock. We're not dealing with Vin Diesel. We're not dealing with Terry Crews. It's Nick Jonas. Throw some nachos on him and say, get the out the way. Nick Jonas. Like even the canine outside is barking in agreement.
He's like, Nick Jonas.
What the is a Nick Jonas? Well, I'm sorry, whoever got their seat jacked by Nick Jonas. You got punked by a Daisy.
Hey.
Daisy Ridley. Got more balls than Nick Jonas.
Sam Neill is an amazing actor.
Of course he is. He was in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, he was Dr. Grant. He was also in Event Horizon, which I hate to say it, that movie was really bad.
That was one of the best horror movies I've ever seen.
Is that sarcasm?
No, Admiral. I'm actually being quite serious.
I guess I gotta watch it again. I really...
Admiral?
What?
Did you watch it with a very bad person and she spoiled it for you?
No, I watched it because I was bored at the time. So
you need to watch it. He's Irish.
Yeah, and he's from New Zealand.
He was in The Hunt for Red October and The Tudors.
Yeah, he was also in a great film with William Dafoe set in Australia.
About Willem Dafoe.
About hunting Tasmanian tigers.
Admiral?
Yes.
What is a Tasmanian tiger?
A Tasmanian tiger.
I know a Tasmanian devil is. Yuck, yuck.
Okay, Taz.
Yeah. That's a Tasmanian devil.
So, a Tasmanian tiger is a... What is up with that canine outside? We're not talking about Nick Jonas anymore. Why does he, like, keep just going on crazy
apparently
stuff?
Apparently, there must be the cat behind us in... He's must be like barking at the other cat. But thing is, the dog that's barking right now, I'm not gonna put his name in the street, but he's a very tiny dog, all bark, no bite, like
Tesla.
He's just like Tesla, and he can bark, but the only thing that dog can like bite is his food.
I remember petting him early, and he looked at me like, "What are you gonna do?"
Hey, Admiral, you ever wonder when dogs are barking and you say, be quiet, does a dog think, hey, we're barking together?
I always think that, okay, when I watch a movie and you know you hear a dog bark, do you watch, well, I watch movies with Tesla, so that maybe this is why I have the question. But when I watch a movie with Tesla and a dog barks, Tesla lifts his head up like, what the fuck you saying, motherfucker?
I wonder...
Like, is the dog in the movie? Because it's obviously stock footage of the dog barking. Is the dog saying, the toilet is on fire or something like, completely that does not make sense to us.
Admiral, I think it goes like this. Dogs understand dogs the way we understand each other. So I think when the dog in the movie goes, ruff, 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 the other dog is hearing that, is listening to the other dog saying, this is some old bullshit. They got me on this hot motherfucking set. You ain't gave me a motherfucking milk bone. I don't know why I turned the motherfucking Bernie Mac. May you rest in motherfucking peace.
Really? Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac, may you rest in peace. Admiral, I have your beer here just in case
you have it.
Drink. Admiral, I'm going to get drunk more.
I'm where's still my, drinking. Where's my bottle open? I'm still drinking my wine.
Ah, yes, you are.
How did you get this wine key that you...
It's very simple. Very simple. I was at a bar one day, and I asked the bartender.
Was it here or New
Orleans? It was in New Orleans.
Really?
Yes. I asked her, say, little mama, can I have that bottle opener? She was like, okay. In the store. True story. As Barney Stinson would say.
True story.
Admiral, I want my Tracy.
Tracy.
Yes. You know, how I met your mother. I want my TM. What's her last name in the show?
Tracy.
I forgot her last name.
You talk about her. You describe the perfect woman ever, and I will look her last name up
for you. The perfect woman ever for me.
Not besides Andrea Daddario.
How'd you know I was going to say Alexandra Daddario? All right. The perfect woman for me. Hello, ladies. The perfect woman for the Time Duke. Well, woman who enjoy.
So I'll put H in Internet Movie Database.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and these are the top three categories. Henry Cavill, Tom Hardy, and Tom Hiddleston.
The fangirls would eat that up. That's the fangirls' three favorite. I think this, Admiral. All right, so let's say you got Tom Hardy.
All right.
Henry Cavill.
All right.
And Tom Hiddleston. So, if you
who
take...
Who would you fuck, marry, and kill? Go.
Hey!
Who would you fuck, marry, and kill? No spoilers for Batman v Superman either.
All right. If I was a woman, Admiral, I would fuck Tom Hiddleston. I would marry...
McConnell. Tracy McConnell.
Thank you, Admiral. Good, because this conversation is getting me very awkward. I mean, no offense to our homosexual community. If y'all love it, that's great. Me, Tracy McConnell. I don't know what that called. That called her Travis? I called her Tara.
You called her Tracy.
Tracy McConnell. Right, I'm looking for Tracy McConnell.
Back to Henry Cavill. All
right.
Tom Hardy.
If I was
Tom
a woman,
Hiddleston.
I would fuck Tom Hiddleston.
All right.
I would marry Henry Cavill.
Okay.
And I would kill Tom Hardy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
If I was a woman. Now, since I am a man, goddammit, I would fuck Alexandra Daddario repeatedly, many times, and enjoy it. And hope she enjoyed it too. I would marry. I would marry Daisy Ridley because she seems so freaking sweet. Like Daisy Ridley is the type you could definitely like, bring home to mom, and like if you have kids, or you can see her like baking cookies on Saturday mornings and shit. And I would kill. I like killing women. That's just misogynistic. But see, we just killed a man, so we're in the land of equality. So I would do it. I would freaking kill
Sarah Jessica Parker with that horse face.
Sarah Jessica Parker
with that horse face.
The Admiral said that, not me.
I said, and I like how I brought that up, and you didn't even know she had a horse face till I brought it up.
I didn't know she had a horse face. But I also don't watch Sex and the City at all.
I don't either. Questionably.
So, my perfect woman, Admiral. All
right.
Okay. She.
You're Tracy McConnell.
It would be Tracy. My Tracy McConnell is a geek who loves cons, geeky stuff, Doctor Who. But who is also still very fun, very social, likes to drink, and doesn't mind being goofy in public. I want a woman that we can be walking to Target or Walmart or Toys R Us, and I could be walking ahead of her, and she'll say, babe, turn around. And I turn around, she already has like a toy lightsaber out, and be like, defend yourself. That would be the shit.
And then she throws you the lightsaber,
and she throws, and it
ignites and hits your head, and you die.
Well, that would be fucked up. That, all right, physically, she would look either like Daisy Ridley or Alexandra Daddario. preferably Alexandra Daddario.
Excuse me. That was a burp. I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, let's go back to earlier. We were talking about Doctor Strange.
Mm. Yes.
And since you brought up Tom Hiddleston.
Yes.
You didn't believe that I would be able to get this. Because I posted this on Cinema Gems on Facebook. Cinema Gems on Facebook.
Hashtag Cinema Gems.
Hashtag Cinema Gems. Or, as one of our friends, Ash Henley, Big Friendly,
Hashtag Cinema Gems,
would say,
Hashtag Cinema Gems,
that I posted this before you, but apparently Tom Hiddleston, the Tom Hiddleston, wants to meet and face off with Doctor Strange in the MCU.
That would be a geekgasm of orgasmic proportions, Admiral.
Well, not only on that, but there would be layers on top of that. Because I don't know if you know this. Well, I know you know this. But I don't know if our listeners know this. But a few months back, I think maybe a couple weeks back, that I told you that Tom Hiddleston was going to be the third Holmes brother in Series 4 of Sherlock. Do you remember that?
You did tell me that, Admiral.
Alright. No food on set.
No food on set, Adam.
No food on set.
So I must allow this alcohol to just stay in my system unsoaked.
Yes.
Okay.
We got about another 40 minutes to record.
You guys will enjoy this then.
So, another layer on top of that is that, like I said before you tried to put food on my movie set or radio set or whatever it is once.
This is a bar, Admiral.
Okay,
you're trying to make a bar. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at a bar. We're being very quiet because we're recording. The Admiral's trying to make things very proper and bougie because he's a bougie Admiral. He's not an Admiral. He's bougie. You're bougie Admiral.
Okay.
And for the listeners who don't know what bougie is, it is a local colloquialism in the African-American community that is a play on the word bourgeoisie.
I didn't know that either, so I learned something.
Yes, the proletariats and the bourgeoisie. The proletariats were the workers. The bourgeoisie were the merchants and the moneymakers in the 40s. I think it was some deal with Marxism, I think. So, yes, the Admiral is being very bourgeoisie. He's being very bougie. You're being bougie.
Okay.
Drink and think, motherfucker.
Is that going to be our tagline? Drink and link. Drink.
Drink and think. Motherfucker.
All right. So, Tom Hiddleston, Series 4, Sherlock.
Cannot fucking wait!
It's been filming for a week, by the way.
Yes!
Almost two. So, Tom Hiddleston is the third Sherlock Holmes brother.
Yes.
In the Marvel Cinematic Universe... He now has to fight his quote-unquote brother.
That will be the shit.
Now, what would you say? How could he word it? Because you know you're better with writing skills than I am. How would he word it in such a way that only a certain amount of people would get the reference that he's Benedict Cumberbatch's brother?
As a very good friend of mine say, Star-Lord, since he's been confirmed... for Avengers Infinity War would come up. I would say this. Loki, Doctor Strange, and Iron Man are doing something. Who knows what? And someone says, we have, maybe Iron Man says, we have to band together to stop Thanos. And Star-Lord looks at all three of them and says, no shit, Sherlock.
Did you just steal my bit from episode 31 of Cinema Gym?
Yes, I did, Admiral.
You can't do that.
Shit, I can't. I'm drunk. I'm drunk, Admiral. I am drunk. I am drinking Magner's Original for the sexy man. For the man who wants to get all of the ladies, you drink Magner's Irish Cider. And we have some of our response, some of our reviews.
Hello. My name is Ashley. When I was on a great date, I thought it was going nowhere until he put out a Magner's Irish Cider.
Hello, my name is Emily. I
love Magnus Irish Cider. He make only the great guys drink that.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Magnus Irish Cider. For the ladies love them, and the men who love the ladies.
I'm literally going to have like five choices when I'm editing this of what to pick. Dad, what's the longest? Could you kick a dead horse any longer?
I could, Admiral. Admiral, I don't know how I did that. I was so drunk. I really don't know.
I'm going to have outtakes after this shit. All right.
Admiral, you just started Patreon. You'd be like, for those who donate to the Patreon, you'll get all of the outtakes from this Drink and Think. And you'll get upcoming episodes.
Only this one.
Only this one. Patreon. All right. We don't even have a Patreon. I'm just saying.
We may get a Patreon. We
need to get a Patreon.
We do. So, what would you want? How would you want Loki and Doctor Strange to face off against each other?
There needs to be a magical battle between. I want them to fight. Shit. Somewhere in the magical, all right, Loki is in Asgard, supposedly. Doctor Strange is going to Asgard, and then even some Eye of Agamotto going on, a whole lot of magical, mystical stuff. I don't want to think of it. I'm going to let the Russo brothers handle that. I just want to watch it and just sit there like a little girl, and just be amazed. Excuse me.
Okay. Please. I think that Loki and Doctor Strange should face off mainly because they're both famous quote-unquote British actors, even though Doctor Strange is a famous American surgeon.
They were in War Horse.
Holy shit, they were. God damn, you kind of blew my mind with that.
Yes, they were in War Horse.
Holy shit. War Horse? War Horse here? War Horse? Well, guys, I think we're going to have to take a break really quick.
Oh, no, we don't have to take a break. Do we have to take a break? We need to break.
We just ordered some food from the bar. So, guys, we're going to have to take a little break. We'll be right back after this. All right, guys, that was a lovely, lovely, lovely order of disco fries that we had. I didn't know they had disco fries out here in Orlando.
They were tasty.
Yes, they were. So, with the break on, we caught an episode, well, not an episode, a teaser trailer of an upcoming Marvel movie that we are both excited for that we actually talked about a little bit earlier. Doctor Strange.
Love Doctor Strange. Admiral, Doctor Strange is the reason why I got into Doctor Who. I think I mentioned on Cinema Gems.
Yeah, you mentioned it on a couple podcasts, actually.
Doctor Strange is the reason why I got into Doctor Who.
That brought up an argument, well, not an argument, but a quote-unquote discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Of what do you think that they're whitewashing actors
in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? I read this article earlier today, and pretty much they're arguing against, even though Tilda Swinton is a great actress, the fact that she's playing an Asian man is whitewashing, or at least have an Asian playing. At least if you want to have an Asian woman, if you have a female, have an Asian woman playing an Asian character. So that's the argument I heard, and I kind of agree with it. Like, they could have got Michelle Yeoh to play the Ancient One,
or Lucy Lawless.
Lucy Liu.
Yes.
Yes, Lucy Liu would have been great too.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I said Lucy Lawless. I guess I had
Xena. Yeah, Xena on the brain.
Yeah. Now, what can you think of anything else that's whitewashing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Let's go through the movies. Iron Man. Do you have any whitewashing in Iron Man?
No.
The Hulk? No. We have blackwashing in Thor.
Oh, with
Heimdall.
Yeah, a lot of people were pissed when that movie came out.
I didn't mind it myself.
Idris Elba is amazing. Okay, the most essential Idris Elba scene to me, by far, is in Thor 2. When that ship passes by, and it just goes, he just turns to the right and runs up the fucking stand and fucking uses his blades and just slides down.
Yes, that was sweet. I'm like,
that's just Idris Elba being Idris. They just filmed Idris Elba being himself.
I'm trying to think of every Marvel movie. That was the only interest I've seen, the whitewashing. I'm sure it happened. Ben Kingsley is Indian, correct?
Ben Kingsley? Yes. No, Sir Ben Kingsley is actually British. He's white.
He is. So that's an episode, because he's supposed to be the Mandarin.
But he's not really the Mandarin in that film.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it took me years for actually me to actually understand who, what they were trying to do with the actual Mandarin. He said, "I am the Mandarin," but I prefer the Mandarin from the Iron Man cartoon, you know.
With the seven rings of...
Yes, the ten rings.
Sorry, ten rings.
Yeah. God. Yes. I'm pretty much more... I can focus more now that I've eaten those delicious fries. I've soaked up the alcohol, so I'm not as drunk.
They have. Like, you're not hitting on women as much, you know.
I was only talking about Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah.
Yes, Alexandra Daddario.
I thought our waitress was Alexandra Daddario.
I did think the witch was Alexandra Daddario because her name was Alex and she was a brunette and I got confused and I was drunk. Blame it on the
alcohol. So that's two alcohol. Things that you're like, just that.
Just that.
Okay. So, anything else you want to talk about the Doctor Strange trailer? Oh, that I was right?
Yes, you were right. Okay, listeners. Earlier today, if you watch the Doctor Strange trailer, he washes his hands and he does this motion with his hands beneath the water. If you watch the trailer, you'll see it. Apparently, when I was talking earlier, as I was tipsy before I got drunk, I did the same motion with my hands.
And I was like, oh, hey, just like Doctor Strange from the trailer.
And I was like, what? And so while the Admiral and I were eating our fries, I pulled it up on my phone, and I was like, yes, I did do that.
Now, okay, so I know we talked a little bit with Eric, but me and you are huge Doctor Strange fans.
Love Doctor Strange.
So we want to cosplay as... me as Doctor Strange, and you as Baron Mordo.
It's me as Baron Carl Mordo, and I will do it.
And Eric as Taylor Swinton.
Eric will be the Ancient One. He must cut off all of his beautiful hair and go bald.
Well, he could just wear a bald cap.
No, we must go authentic.
Okay.
For the sake of the con, for the sake of the cosplay.
Okay. So, like, besides that, because that would have been awesome cosplay, which we're both kind of broke at the moment, so we can't really get that cosplay underway. But what do you think the movie's essentially going to be? The only thing I hate about watching trailers now, or, like, really the only thing I hate about knowing comic book movies and since, is that I can tell how the first movie's going to go no matter what.
Of course. Marvel started off with Iron Man. Every movie has pretty much been... a sort of Iron Man.
Cookie cutter.
Here's what's going to happen. Okay, Admiral, I'm going to give you the Time Dukes, Doctor Strange.
Well, how about we do this? Okay. How about you take the first act?
Yes.
I take the second act, and you take the third act.
Got it. Okay. Act one. We are shown some thing of space, and we're talking about the Infinity Gems. But act one. Dr. Stephen Strange is this cocky surgeon in New York City.
So basically he's Tony Stark.
He's Tony Stark, but as a surgeon.
Now, do you think Marvel is this smart that with Tony Stark, with Civil War not being in any other film besides Infinity War, they're like, well, you know, we need another, you know, I guess we're going to talk about just Iron Man-esque character. So they just flipped through the book and, you know, blindly picked Doctor Strange, and they were like, he's cocky enough. He looks like him. He's got the same goatee. He just got white dimples. That's the only difference.
I will say this, Admiral. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, the video game. That game came out probably in the beginning of Phase 1. They had Doctor Strange in it. They knew back then they were going to end up bringing Doctor Strange out, so they put it out back then. So I think they had plans for Doctor Strange. And if they do it right, he could replace Iron Man as the quote-unquote leader of the Avengers, or at least a replacement. But, again, Act 1, I can see Act 1 is he's a very cocky surgeon, thinking he's great. Maybe he either doesn't need anyone, doesn't see the purpose of friendship, or he's like a surgeon version of Tony Stark. He could be kind of like Christian Troy from Nip Tuck. Sort of, but the Marvel version of Christian Troy from Nip Tuck. And then the accident happens, and that'd be in the Act 1. We see him as this cocky guy.
Alright, so this is Act 2 for me. So he wakes up in a hospital with his, you know, hands broken. And of course, he can't go and teach people how to be a doctor because he's too cocky for that. So he decides to travel the world to find some mystical cure to heal his hands. So he meets Tilda Swinton or Baron Mordor. We should call Tilda Swinton by her character's name.
The Ancient One.
The Ancient One. And she shows him how to, you know, how to do astral projection, how to do this. Now, did you see that meme when they were like, the Doctor Strange trailer has me like, and it showed, it like was screenshot where Benedict Cumberbatch was astral projected out of his body. He's like looking at his body and he's just like,
that's funny. That's great, Admiral.
I know. So, and so then after that, Baron Mordor is upset because the Ancient One is showing favoritism to Stephen Strange.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls upon Michael Madison's character, which is still unnamed at this moment, mm-hmm. as of yet. So he calls him from another dimension, and he gets loose and tries to kill the Ancient One, or successfully kills the Ancient One. Bam. End of Act 2. Mm-hmm. You go with Act 3.
Alright. Baron Mordor realizes what he did was wrong, because what Chiwetel Ejiofor said in making this film is this Mordor is an amalgamation of a bunch of different characters, so he's pretty much been an ally with some things. But it's going to be typical third act structure. Mads Mikkelsen gets the spell of whatever, and
the Eye of Agamotto.
I think the Doctor's going to keep the Eye of Agamotto during the whole film.
By the way, do you know what my lock screen is?
Nice, Admiral.
Doctor Strange.
The Doctor. If Benedict Cumberbatch can't be Doctor Who, he might as well be Doctor Strange.
I don't even know if that's a burn or not. like that's horrible. That's bad. That is bad.
So, I said in Act 3... He defeats Mads Mikkelsen using the Eye of Agamotto. We realize the Eye is the Time Stone. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, one of the Avengers comes and says, hey, we need you to come join our team.
Now, who would they pick?
For someone like the Sorcerer Supreme, I wouldn't be surprised if Thor shows up. But he's off doing Ragnarok.
See,
I guess Tony. I'm banking on Tony.
I was thinking maybe the Collector.
The Collector?
Yeah. Or what about okay, it's set in space. Space-esque. Star-Lord.
It would be cool if Star-Lord came, but we're not ready for him yet. I think an actual Avengers member would. Maybe Scarlet Witch being
Vision?
That she... Probably Vision.
I could see Vision. Him and Paul Bettany. But Paul Bettany would be like, look, you don't understand what that power is. I have that power myself. Let me show you how to control it. And he'd be like, oh God, again? Seriously? I just learned this.
Now, I think Civil War, post-credits, big fallout. A lot of people thinking Cap's going to die. I think Cap's going to... Seriously, if someone's going to be really injured... In the post-credit sequence, that person is going to be in the hospital, rested up, and then here comes a doctor. Hello, I'm your doctor, Stephen Strange. I think that's the post-credit sequence for Civil War, is whoever gets injured, which I'm thinking might be Rhodey, from what the trailer shows.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Rhodey is going to be in the hospital, and the post-credit sequence is going to be, Hello, I'm your surgeon, Dr. Stephen Strange.
That's kind of awesome.
That would be awesome. That's what I would do as a credit teaser. Knowing Marvel, because of the way they do, they kind of build their next movie, their post-credit is based on the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
So because Civil War was at the end of Ant-Man and Civil War comes out next, Civil War, 99% likely, I feel, has to have a Dr. Strange teaser.
Okay.
And to me, that would be the best one. Someone gets injured and Doctor Strange is their surgeon.
Now, what do you think would be at the end of Doctor Strange, the post-credits?
Doctor Strange?
Well, I did read an article and it said that Civil War is going to have not one, not two, but three post-credit scenes.
Nice. Nice. Okay, when does Civil War come, when does Infinity War come out?
Infinity War comes out in 2019 Part 1 and 2020 Part 2.
That far ahead?
Yes.
I thought it was 2017.
You talk about what you think the next Doctor Strange cameo is going to be, and I will look
now, up. Personally, at this point right now, I also have a feeling we might have another Avenger in this movie. Because the world is so big. Because even in, remember in Ant-Man, Admiral, we had the Falcon? Mm-hmm. We're going to have, we're going to have another Avengers going to pop up in Doctor Strange.
Like?
It's either going to be Vision or Scarlet Witch, I think. Purely because we need someone magical and mystical in this world.
No, nope.
That's all I feel it's going to be. But the world's too big now.
2019 part 2.
2019. So, 2017, I feel we might have a Spider-Man at the end of Doctor Strange. Or Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Well, no, yeah, because Guardians of the Galaxy 2 comes out, and then I think Spider-Man comes out after that. And so, then the one that comes out after that is Thor.
And then the might be Thor. I'm feeling Thor, because we've been away from Thor for a while, and we just got, after the Eye of Agamotto, we're going to got one more gem to go.
The Soul Gem.
The Soul Gem, which is going to be in Ragnarok, I feel.
They already did a gem, well, oh, wait, I was going to say they already did a gem in Thor 2, but they did a gem before that. It's called the cube.
The cube, yeah, the Tesseract.
There you go.
The Tesseract gem. Yeah, that was a gem.
So, like, do you think that it's going to be, like, I don't think that Thor should get another gem. I think Spider-Man should get a gem, to be honest with you.
Spider-Man might get a gem. This movie might actually be for Spider-Man to actually get readjusted to the MCU.
Okay. So Spider-Man. Okay, I'm gonna give you three characters, and I want you to pick which the Soul Gem you think would be a part of.
All right.
All right. Spider-Man, Black Panther, or is Miss Marvel coming out before?
No, that's Phase 4, I think. I think.
Or Guardians / Thor. What do you think the Soul Gem will be?
The Soul Gem, Guardians / Thor. Kavina has another gem. It's a Soul Gem. We need something very mystical. And Guardians or Thor will be able to carry that. Admiral, I gotta stop drinking. Black Panther is... That's gonna be a very... I feel that's gonna be a very visceral film, and Civil War is pretty much going to be the origin story for it.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's going to, I feel like Black Panther is really going to be like a raw, action-y, kind of like Winter Soldier type film. No time for gems.
So you think Thor and Star-Lord or Star-Dad. How do you think, do you see Kurt Russell as Star-Lord's dad?
I can see it. Don't want it, but I can see it.
Do you think Star-Lord would make a reference to the thing? Because I feel like he should.
He should. He
probably or they would. Live. Which one do you think he should make a reference to? Like, what would you rather see a reference to? They Live or the thing? Because I would rather him go.
I would love to see a reference to Escape from New York. Personally.
Yeah. Well, see, this is what I would rather. I'd rather him go, hey, Dad, do you have any bubble gum? Because I'm all out of gum.
Wow.
Like, that's what I would... Like, I know Kurt Russell was not in, you know, They Live, but I feel that...
This would be more appropriate if it was Deadpool, most likely. I don't see Star-Lord as being too meta, but definitely Deadpool. Deadpool 2 has officially been greenlit.
Yeah, I know. And the director and Ryan Reynolds are back.
Tim Miller and Ryan Reynolds, yep.
Alright guys, so that is our episode 2 of Drink and Think, brought to you by,
unofficially, by Magner's Irish Cider. They may not have sponsored it, but they got the Time Duke drunk.
Okay guys, and as always, please check us out at lowrainpictures.com. This is episode Drink and Think episode 2. please send us in some ideas. Email us at cinemagems15@gmail.com. Let us know what ideas you want us to talk about while we drink and think. Or, as the Time Duke calls it, drunk and think. As sometimes he calls it. It's usually when we're off the mic.
Normally.
Check us out at lowrainpictures.com. Please check us out on iTunes under the Cinema Gems. Please like us on Cinema Gems on Facebook. You can follow me on Hollywood Sci-Fi on Twitter. And as always, guys, thank you, Marty and the Arrogant Observer, and thank you, Kevin George, for letting us use your music. You got anything else, Time Duke?
Clear your web pages.
Okay, that's really random, but all right. Wipe your hooves, guys, and I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, we are going to be at NOLA Time Fest on June 11th, June 12th, 2016. We are going to be in Barataria Room B from 3 to 4. Please come and find us. Please come and see us. Time Duke, what do you got to say?
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to talk about Doctor Who. We're going to talk about our favorite doctors.
And a nice Q&A.
It's going to be a really nice Q&A. So bring your questions for us. How do we gem up each episode? How we gem up the season? We're probably going to talk about that. But it's going to be great. Yeah. Come with your questions. We'll come with the answers.
And we'll also might have a mini drink and think afterwards. Eh?
Yeah, maybe. Always sound like a good plan.
Yes, but please come check us out. It's at NOLA Time Fest. It's at crewtowho.com. You can buy the tickets. The pre-tickets are $25, 14 and up. At the door, they're $30. Please come and find us. And if you are there, please tweet me at Holland Sci-Fi. Check us out. I will be wearing my Admiral or / Captain hat. I think the Time Duke might be wearing a Jurassic World shirt. And Eric, I don't know what Eric's going to be wearing. I don't know. Hopefully clothes.
Hopefully clothes. But knowing Eric, you really never know. Exactly. I bring robes with me just in case.
Yeah, exactly. But please come check us out. Please let us know. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.